You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference in Glasgow. And I'm joined by Jean-Marc from WeWalk. We meet again.
Yep, we do indeed, Callum. And I think you had your Smart Cane 1 last time. We've got Smart Cane 2 now, and a lot's changed.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about that? What's new?
Absolutely. So with Smart Cane 2, we've maintained the same design ethos as Smart Cane 1, where we've taken a traditional white cane and replaced its rubber handle with our WeWalk handle. So you keep using your cane in the same way that you would a traditional cane, but now you've got these extra features when you need them. Things like low-hanging obstacle detection through audio and haptic feedback, and our patented connectivity to our smartphone app still exist, but now you've got it in a form factor that looks and feels like a traditional white cane. I mean, to our knowledge, it's actually the first ever Smart Cane to really look and feel like a traditional white cane, to weigh just like it too, and oftentimes you might forget that you're actually using a Smart Cane.
Yeah, I've had hands-on with the Smart Cane too, and I've got to say the design is it's a pretty drastic change, isn't it? Was that from feedback, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it really was from feedback. Of course, as we've progressed as a company, as technology became better as well, we were able to miniaturize things down. But that's kind of been a bit of our impossible engineering goal, which is, can we cram all the smart bits from Smart Cane 1 into something as small and light as Smart Cane 2? And we've also made lots of quality of life improvements along the way based on that feedback. So for instance, we're now using buttons to help you get to your favorite WeWalk features much quicker. And we've strategically positioned, if you'd like, these buttons on the surface of the cane to make sure that you can get to things like the obstacle detection setting very, very quickly. That was a very highly requested feature from Smart Cane 1. You don't have to dig through any menus now. You just click a button on the side and you've got that obstacle detection. We've even enhanced the obstacle detection distances and the way in which the cane picks up obstacles to make sure that you're not being overwarned or underwarned about certain obstacles. And things have just gotten a lot faster as well. It's quicker to connect, the speaker's gotten louder, and it's more weatherproof than before as well.
That was one of the, I wouldn't say criticisms, but one of the areas of concern a little bit, especially here in the UK, where we get quite a lot of unpredictable weather. So yeah. This second gen, if you are caught out in the rain, it's still all right to use.
Yep, you should be absolutely fine. I mean, don't go swimming with it or dunking it in water. treat it as you would treat your standard cane, but you should be all right to sort of head out there and just explore the world with it, come rain or shine.
You guys have got a presentation coming up at the time of recording, the Mobility Challenge, which is the presentation that you're part of. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, I'll be joined by some wonderful panelists, Pete from Guide Dogs, Manny from PureView, and Neil from Good Maps as well, chaired by Jim, the RNIB's Director of Transformation. And that's a really exciting session because it's not oftentimes you get a panel of essentially so many people working in the same mobility field. So from Guide Dogs to our mobility-based technology, there's a great link between us all and how we can integrate together. And I think we're really excited to talk about that, not just talking about the challenges that we face as organizations, but also how we've been working together to overcome these challenges. And most importantly, to give our visually impaired community the option, whether they prefer to use the Guide Dog or to use the Smart Cane along with that, or the PureView glasses, or even Good Maps. It's interesting to sort of bring this all together and talk about our shared lived experiences.
How important is technology in mobility? Because it's definitely becoming more of, I think in the past there's been a kind of let's just stick to what works, but now we're really seeing technology become like towards the forefront of mobility. I'm guessing you guys are seeing that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, technology is critical. We have to embrace it. Things like ultrasonic sensors, computer vision. We've all seen the incredible apps, things like Be My AI, for instance. We all have a role to play in addressing certain needs. I think the important thing with technology that we realize what it's capable of doing, but also its shortcomings and how we can overcome them. For instance, it's all great to pack your Smart Cane full of the most advanced sensors, but if you're not giving your user the right information and the information when they need it, in that mission critical moment, then the technology has frankly failed. So yep, the technology is great, but it's also understanding how we overcome it with user experience design as well.
And you've just reminded me actually, before we go, speaking of getting that information when you need it, you've also added a voice assistant to the Smart Cane, too, haven't you?
We have indeed. So we've got our standard voice menu features. So I've just tapped the Smart Cane central button. I'm sort of navigating through our standard features. But on top of that, you can now actually have a conversation with your Smart Cane by using our essentially our AI voice assistant, which packs GPT into our smart cane. So for instance, I'll give this a shot. Tell me about the Glasgow Science Centre.
Here is what I found for Tell Me About the Glasgow Science Centre. The Glasgow Science Centre is a science museum located in Glasgow, Scotland. It is a popular visitor attraction that aims to inspire people of all ages about science and technology through interactive exhibits and educational programs. The centre includes three main buildings.
And when I wanted to get it to stop,
science
I just click
Glasgow
that
Tower,
square button.
And an IMAX cinema. Voice assistant turned off.
And you can interact through all of our features using just these buttons and that voice command as well.
Very nice. Well, we'll look forward to the presentation. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.